After that, Jakes always took off my bearing rein when I was going up a hill, and that made my life easier. But pulling heavy carts day after day slowly began to exhaust me, and a younger horse was brought in to do my work. I was sold to another cab owner, whose name was Nicholas Skinner. He was hard on his drivers, and they were hard on the horses. We worked long hours, had no Sunday rest, and it was a hot summer. My driver was just as hard as his master, and he had a cruel whip with something sharp at the end, which often cut me and made me bleed. It was a terrible life, and sometimes, like poor Ginger, I wished I was dead. One day, I nearly got my wish. We were at the railway station when a family of four people hired us. There was a noisy man with a lady, a little boy, a young girl, and a lot of heavy luggage.
"Father," said the young girl, "this poor horse can't take us and all our luggage. He's too tired."